I'll tell you of a story of lovely butchers three. There's Wilson, Gibson, Johnson, mark well what I shall say. For they took £500, sir, for to pay it all away. For they took £500, sir, for to pay it all away. As they rid on the road, sir, and as fast as they could trig, strike up your heart, says Johnson, for we'll have a merry jig. With a hi-ding-ding, with a ho-ding-ding, with a hi-ding-ding-dee. And God bless all good people from evil company. As they rid on the road, sir, as fast as they could hie, strike up your heart, says Johnson, for I hear a woman cry. With that he steps into the wood and looks himself all round, and there he spied a woman with her hair bound unto the ground. O woman, quoth Johnson, hast thou no evil company? Oh, no, no, says the woman, and alack, how can that be? For there came 10 swaggering blades by and thus abused me. For there came 10 swaggering blades by and thus abused me. Johnson being of a valiant heart, and he bore a valiant mind, he wrapped his cloak about her for to keep her from the wind. With a hi-ding-ding, with a ho-ding-ding, with a hi-ding-ding-dee. And God bless all good people from evil company. Strike up your heart, says Johnson, for it's dark all in the sky. She put her finger in her ear, and she gave a shrieking cry. With that there came 10 swaggering blades, with their weapons ready drawn. And they boldly came to Johnson, and bolder bid him stand. I will not fight, says Wilson, for I had rather die. All right to fight, says Gibson, for I had rather die. Come on, says Johnson, and fight a man so free. Or stand you still behind my back, and I win the victory. Then Johnson's pistols they flew off, till 5 of them were slain. And then he drew his hanger with all his might and main, and played it about so manfully, till 3 more he had slain. And played it about so manfully, till 3 more he had slain. Come on, says the other two, and let us make away. For if that we do hold him to it, our lives he takes away. Oh, no, quoth the woman, and alack, how can that be? For if you do not hold him to't, then hanged you shall be. Johnson fighting these two thieves before the woman he did not mind, and assaying these two thieves before she knocked him down behind. Oh, woman, quoth Johnson, alack, what have you done? You have killed the bravest butcher that ever England won. Just as she had killed him, there came one riding by, and saw the deed which she had done, and seized her presently. She was condemned for to be hanged in iron chains so strong, at the place where she did Johnson that great and mighty wrong.